It's going to hurt him in some runs.
Yeah. That's another message that the High Commissioner gave to the international community, was to say that Cameroon has been very generous towards refugees.
Mm.
And then this is the responsibility of the international community to help Cameroon. And this is our role. UNICEF is here to support the government of Cameroon. We are not the one, the refugees are under the responsibility of the government of Cameroon, because the refugees are on their territory. And this is very important. So we are here to help them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a mandate to support the refugees, but the responsibility for refugees in Cameroon is the government of Cameroon. And this is extremely important. Maybe at the beginning it was not so well understood, but I think since several years the government took its responsibility, understood that, and is endorsing its responsibility. And actually, to the point that they are including the refugee population in the calculation for their regional and national development plans. So it's not just like and some other countries do. They do their development plan and they just exclude the refugees.
Mm.
But here it's very different, and it means a lot in terms of their own mentality, that for them, yeah, they include them. If one day they come back, fine, no problem. But at this stage, how can we develop this area if we don't take into account the refugees?
Mm.
Obviously. And this is how a number of development organizations also step in. You know, the World Bank, the GIZ, the JICA, the Japanese, the Korean also. So this is how they step in. But for them, they say, okay, they are not coming in, fine, but we are going to have a plan for the whole area. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, not many countries do that. So that's excellent. And we try to support this kind of approach and to motivate the development organizations to really, when they do development plans, to integrate the refugees. They should not, because I have seen in other operations, development organizations doing their nice plan and doing maps and everything, and totally ignoring the refugees. I said, but how can you do that? You see, there and there, these are the camps. I will not tell you maybe after which country. That's very interesting. They were not taking into account the big concentration of people in the camps. While in the camps, when you go there physically, actually you have local people coming in, setting up their own shops in the market of the camp, sometimes sending their kids in the camp school, because at least this is the closest school from their village, and vice versa. So the exchange is very, very important. So, and the water, the use, especially in this kind of region, the use of water is critical. So how can you do a development plan on trade and this and that and on water if you don't take into account a large concentration of people in a camp where there is a mix like this? Villagers very often go to the clinic of the camp, because there we supply the medicines.
Mm.
So they can at least have some medicines. Mm. So they have, and then after that, they see that their development plan didn't work. Big failure. Why? Of course, if you ignore such important part of the population, your plans cannot work. But here in Cameroon, this is literally exceptional. I don't think I've ever seen that. Here, in the plants, now, you know, and it came from the very top, So it's not just the local people, it came from the very top, so they integrate in their thinking the refugee population. So it's very interesting. Of course, they see the interest, because it attracts